Had you played there before? Had you played up front previously?
I reckon I played my first year a couple of quarters up forward.
First year here?
Did you? I played at the start of the year. I played maybe a couple of quarters up forward in the twos when I was getting a bit of match fitness. But I haven't played a full game forward since I was 17, 16.
It must be liberating.
It was pretty exciting.
When did you find out? Like do you get the nod early in the week? Or?
Yeah, well, you know, I was obviously a bit disappointed that I missed out last week.
Yeah.
I had a chat to Mick during the week, and he sort of said I might be a bit of a defensive forward role on Devster. So yeah, that was pretty exciting. Still focus on a player. It's like no different to being a backman. So it wasn't hard to get my head around that. Still playing,
right.
So fairly defensive on a player, so it was easy in that sense, but.
So they saw Dempster as a rebounding defender, a bit of an issue.
Yeah, just sort of comes off and intercept marks. So I was more just trying to take that out of his game. And
so the fact you kick four, that's actually a bonus.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you can say that. I think just kicking four was just be nicely on top. The boys played well. They got it to me on the lead and that sort of thing. So
I said to Andreas earlier. The boys seem to be kicking the space and giving the forwards a fair crack at it, which probably hasn't happened for a lot this year. They're giving, a 50-50 look at the ball for a defender coming over the back, but the ball was nice and placed out, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, it's something we've been focusing on. We haven't been helping out our forwards at all, some of the kicks have been going in, so I think, we've obviously been practicing it, a lot of. And I've been as a defender, a lot of backs on forwards and mids kicking in, proper gameplay at training. So that definitely helps.
And goal kicking as well as field kicking.
Oh, definitely. We've been pretty ordinary in front of goals this year, so it's nice to kick 22-7 or something like that. So
is there any rival reason why suddenly it works?
I don't know. I can't tell you. Boys kicking a couple early, and they say missing might be a bit contagious, so see goals going through,
and it totally rubs off. And you yourself, you've sort of had a bit of a topsy turvy year with your injury, are you labouring with it or you're over it? Where are you at?
Look, I think originally I just scanned and they said I'd miss 3 weeks, and I was pretty shattered by that. Something so small, but then I went and had a chat with the surgeon that's done all the surgeries on my knee. He was pretty happy with it, I was pretty happy to get through. I ended up training that week, and I felt pretty good. I'm just going to have to strap it. Look, I've had to strap it for most of my career. I thought I could get away with this year, which I built up the strength in my legs. It felt really good. Just a little mishap. So
deep into the season, so it's a legacy. Everyone's going to struggle with niggles, aren't they?
So I would just have to strap it for the rest of the year.
Did you play forward back home in Perth?
Not since I was a junior. I played midfield, and then I went to Subi as a 18-year-old and played back. So
did you?
Yeah.
So is it? Do you play with a little bit more freedom, or not necessarily?
I don't know. Look, my job. I just was thinking of trying to stop Dempster getting the ball, basically. Stop him marking the air. So.
He wasn't stopping you. That's the issue.
Mixed build on defence, and when you defend well, the scores come, that stuff happens for you. So it's nice to try and take him out of the game a little bit, as I said, goals are definitely.
And magnificent to see Levi and Lockie clunking him too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Lockie's getting back into some form, and he's no one works harder in his game than Lockie. Levi's marking him, it comes down, so they're great to have up there.
Is it a relief to a win, just for the team generally?
Oh, definitely. I think we've played, over the last few weeks, we've played some really good footy, but definitely not consistently. We can say that today, we didn't play consistently. That second quarter was pretty disappointing. I think the way we came back after half time and really put foot on the throat, I think that was a step in the right direction for the boys.
And the Swans next week, you could end up anywhere.
I certainly could. They've got three big boys down there, so I could be playing. We're playing back, we're playing forward, so look, it's a challenge. I get excited by that sort of thing, so being able to play at both ends, it's exciting.